If you'll just label the rooms in some way. Like BR for bedroom. And I'm tell me about them as you draw. What was that you just put
okay,
on?
I just put down the carport outside here and the dining room, which will be eat sometimes.
All right.
But not always.
Where do you eat when you're not in the dining room?
Back in the family room.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kitchen.
Did you ever hear a kitchen called anything else, maybe in a very old house?
No.
Okay. Did you ever see a kitchen that was separate from the house?
Yeah, but I don't know what you're referring to.
Do you know, well, not anything in particular, really. Do you know why they would have it separate like that?
Well, I just came back from Washington, D.C., where all the houses were separate, all the old houses.
Mm-hmm.
It was to keep it from catching on fire or whatever.
Mm.
Is,
do they have any of those in Savannah?
Yeah, but I have not, not that I haven't noticed them, but I have not gone and seen any of them lately.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's my that's the den here.
What's the difference between den and family room?
Family room's bigger.
Uh-huh.
The den, it was supposed to be where my father studied, but it never got quite to be there. It's where the stereo is, and it's smaller. Family room is where the television is and where we eat, usually.
Mm-hmm.
This is not right. We're missing some space here.
Well, can you get it in there somewhere?
Okay, I suppose this is the way it goes. We'll go put it this way. Not an architect at all. This is the living room.
Okay, that's where we are now?
Yes.
Did you ever hear an older name for living room?
Parlor?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was that name ever used for this room?
No. Those are the stairs to go upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And I left off a room, but it's all right. This is the the pool room, this room right here to the right.
Oh, okay. The what room?
Pool room, because we used to have a pool table in it.
Oh, all right.
Of course, it was also in my brother's room for a while, but always remained the pool room, is what we referred to it.
Really, Anne, you can say anything you want.
He's dying over there to say something. This should be easy. Do I have to draw the basement and the attic,
too? No, that's
too?
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say, that was the easy part to draw.
Just tell us about the basement and the attic.
We have a basement and an attic.
Okay. What do you use them for?
Oh, the attic we used to put junk in that my parents don't want to throw away.
Mm-hmm.
They have a fight over what to throw away. And the basement is where we have our freezer, our refrigerator. No. Yeah, we have a refrigerator down there, washing machine, dryer.
So it's kind of a utility area,
yeah.
Generally.
Mm-hmm.
Is this upstairs you're drawing now?
Yeah, I can't decide where everything's supposed to belong.
Just a rough idea.
Just a rough idea. Oh, yes. Bedroom. Moving right along. Yeah, do you want me to, does it matter whose bedroom is what? All of these bedrooms.
You might mention it.
Oh, okay, well,
doesn't really matter.
This room right here is my parents' bedroom.
Okay.
With a bath attached.
Uh-huh.
And this room right here is a extra bedroom at the time. My mother has her sewing stuff set up in there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
This little square back here is the bath.
Okay, so there are two baths upstairs?
Yes. And this is another bedroom back here. We have four bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's shall I draw the garage and
no,
the workshop?
Really? That's, no, really, that's unnecessary. What is the workshop used for?
Keep tools in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is the garage for then?
Yes, to keep the
bikes and chemistry set at one point. And the freezer is back there, another freezer.
Keep the car in it?
No.
Oh.
Of course not. Of course not.
Where do you keep that?
Under the carport and out front.
Okay. Ah, let's see.